On our return to the city after the battle, we had gone directly to Taz Takus's quarters, where I was left alone while the chieftain attended the customary council which immediately follows an engagement. As I sat, awaiting the return of the green warrior, I heard something move in an adjoining apartment, and as I glanced up, there rushed suddenly upon me a huge and hideous creature which bore me backward upon the pile of silks and furs upon which I had been reclining. It was Wulla, faithful love and Wulla. He had found his way back to Thark, and, as Taz Takus later told me, had gone immediately to my former quarters, where he had taken up his pathetic and seemingly hopeless watch for my return.
"Tal-Hajus knows you are here, John Carter," said Taz Takus on his return from the Jeddak's quarters. "Sarkoja saw and recognized you as we were returning. Tal-Hajus has ordered me to bring you before him tonight. I have 10 thoughts, John Carter. You may take your choice from among them, and I will accompany you to the nearest waterway that leads to Helium. Taz Takus may be a cruel green warrior, but he can be a friend as well. Come, we must start."
"And when you return, Taz Takus?" I asked.
"The wild Kalits, possibly, or worse," he replied, "unless I should chance to have the opportunity I have so long waited of battling with Tal-Hajus."
"We will stay, Taz Takus, and see Tal-Hajus tonight. You shall not sacrifice yourself, and it may be that tonight you can have the chance you wait." He objected strenuously, saying that Tal-Hajus often flew into wild fits of passion at the mere thought of the blow I had dealt him, and that if ever he laid his hands upon me, I would be subjected to the most horrible tortures. While we were eating, I repeated to Taz Takus the story which Sola had told me that night upon the sea bottom during the march to Thark. He said but little, but the great muscles of his face worked in passion and in agony at recollection of the horrors which had been heaped upon the only thing he had ever loved in all his cold, cruel, terrible existence. He no longer demurred when I suggested that we go before Tal-Hajus, only saying that he would like to speak to Sarkoja first. At his request, I accompanied him to her quarters, and the look of venomous hatred she cast upon me was almost adequate to recompense for any future misfortunes this accidental return to Thark might bring me.